Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor Georgia Baldwin's here with us. Georgia, good morning.
Good morning.
Feels like forever since we've had you in here.
It kind of does.
It's been going on for the last 6 months since you were here.
Oh my gosh, right? So there is so much happening, really, in the whole area. There's something, I think my September has been busier than all summer combined, it feels like.
Yeah, it's supposed to be after Labor Day, everything slows down. And
right.
You kind of ramp up. But boy, every weekend and all the days in between, there's been something going on.
There has. And fun stuff.
Yeah.
Feel good stuff. So Community Roof Sit has been great this week. And the boat show last week.
I can't say enough good things about the boat show last week.
Oh my gosh, man. It was incredible. So Christy Jones and I had the privilege of greeting people on Friday during the day. So it was a lot of out-of-towners because, you know, I think more locals came on Saturday. And that was really eye-opening and a lot of fun. So we worked it from 8 to 4, and we talked to a lot of people from 10 or 11 different states. And so we got some good feedback on how our area presents to someone who's never been here. And that was very cool. So
awesome.
I think that kind of set the tone to it. Like, yeah, we really do have it going on. Our area, our region, we're kind of knocking it out of the park right now.
For sure. It's nice when people can come here and see that and then go tell their friends.
Exactly. And the one guy who drove 15 hours to just be here, he was leaving Sunday morning. He got in at midnight Wednesday night and was loving every minute of it. So and the boat show did an amazing job of keeping people moving and lots of things to do. But they also were telling people, hey, if you're not going to eat down here, here are some places downtown. We were giving directions to places. If someone said, here's what I'm hungry for.
Right.
Okay, hit there. Because they were walking. So that just makes it even better.
Yeah, I was reading some of the blogs and publications that specialize in antique boats. And those that were here were all saying, oh my gosh, this is the best show we've ever had. Nobody can ever replicate what we had here in Port Huron. So.
Absolutely. Makes you feel good. So in Fort Gratiot, we have going on Scarecrow Saturday is next weekend. So this is our, we started it in 2009, but this is our 10th event. And
Has it been going on that long?
It has.
Oh my gosh.
I know it. Yeah. And it's really continued to grow. So Christy Jones is the organizer, and every year she tweaks it a little bit and has something new to do. This year we've added knockerball and the foot darts. So because the bounce house has always been a big part, but for maybe a little older kids, you kind of add that mix. So that's really exciting. It goes from 11 to 2 on Saturday. Annually, it's always the last Saturday in September. And we've been really blessed. I don't even know if I should say it out loud, but we've had really good weather. So this year for the chili cook-off, or it's not really a cook-off, it's a chili for charity.
Okay.
We have Bogies and Mama Vicky's Coney Island so far. And all of the proceeds. So we ask for a minimum donation. Of course, you can donate however much you want. But we ask for a minimum donation of $1, and all of that goes back to Roof Sit. And that's always been the charity that's been chosen in September. It just seems to work out. So we're pretty excited to kind of have that piece of it as well. But that Scarecrow Saturday is going to be great this year. Yesterday and today, Lowe's has been at the Gardendale Marketplace property that's right next door to the Municipal Center. And they're putting a fence all around our garden, an 8x8 shed. They've hit the yesterday. I think they had 12 people today. I haven't been in yet, but another crew today to finish that project up. It's all their cost for materials, all their labor, but they chose us as their community service project to help us grow our garden. And we are thrilled with that partnership.
That's fantastic.
And you don't always hear that. You talk about corporate, and sometimes those things are more difficult to break into, but everyone who works there lives here. They're as local as you get. They're as local as anybody else. So that's been a lot of fun to meet some new faces, but they're really transforming that property. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then I've also been speaking with a couple of scout groups to add some other pieces next year. So if you lease a 10 by 10 area to garden, and you end up with way more cucumbers than you needed, there will be a little area where you can leave them and someone can take cucumbers. So that sharing, kind of like a little library for garden stuff.
What a neat idea.
Yeah, so I think they'll be able to put that in. And then the other big thing I'd like to see in that garden next year, and I think I'm going to be able to make it happen, are raised beds for ADA accessibility. So, a concrete pad, the raised beds. So if you're in a walker or a wheelchair, you can access all sides of the bed. So that's the goal, to have that up and running for next year as well. But all of the fencing in the shed and those pieces will be in this year, and we'll be ready to rock and roll next March.
That's fantastic.
It's really exciting.
Great. What else is going on in the township?
So, we're working on our master plan right now. We partnered with St. Clair County Metropolitan Planning, and, it's really over the years, you have a master plan, you kind of look at what's happening, and you kind of just go off of that. I think because of the change, significant changes in retail and the way people want to live and work and play, this is probably the first year that we've really sharpened our pencils and said, okay, we need to get creative. This needs to be a proactive plan, not a reactive plan. We just got the draft a couple of weeks ago and kind of pouring through that so that we can start to promote ourselves as well. So, you know, earlier this week, there was an event that the Chamber put on called Pints and Politics. And one of the questions was, you know, what's happening? What are you guys doing? And I think my goal for the next couple of years anyway is to really make sure that we can diversify our land uses and our tax base so that you're not dependent on one type of use or another. And do we have that plan in place? Because I think that would speak to a developer to say, we're ready to rock and roll. Here's the plan that we have. Here's what we like to see. Here are the properties that we know are available. What can we help you with? And hopefully that will start to transform things. Now, our commercial district, and I know I've said this before, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but it is successful. We have a strong commercial district. We're not just the mall, but the mall is that piece that everybody talks about and everyone wants to know what's happening.
Right.
I can't tell you what's happening because I don't own it. And we're not going to buy it. But what we are going to do is make sure that someone who does want to buy it or who's looking at it can do within reason, you know, what they're looking to do to make sure that it stays a viable property, because it's a valuable piece. You know, our little 2-mile stretch of Fort Gratiot is worth $288 million. It's $9 million in taxes that they pay into our county, our local economy. And that's big. And so we need to make sure that we're kind of staying with the times and we don't get behind. And someone comes in and they've got some great idea and we say, well, our ordinance isn't really ready for that. So if you could just wait 3 months, because that doesn't work. So that's kind of what our goal is right now.
You talk about diversification. And 10 years ago, if a municipality or a township was retail heavy, you'd say, hey, great, good for you. You why would you need to diversify? Retail's always going to be solid. And now all of a sudden, retail is not as solid as it used to be.
That's right. And you're finding it with other industrial.
Sure.
Is the same way. And, you know, the automotive, if you had one of the big three and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
That's huge. So I would like several different, you know, I want the variety pie, right? I want, you know, a couple different flavors. And so that we're kind of solid. We're very solid on our residential living. And I think people enjoy living in the fort. I think it's a great place to be. The taxes are still on the lower end compared to a city, that you don't have the income taxes. So there's some benefits for township living there. Some of the frustrations or challenges in township living is that, you know, we don't really own anything. Township, we don't own our roads. We don't own a trash service. So everything we do is contracted out, so to speak. So that, you know, sometimes gets a little frustrating when people think, well, why aren't you doing this? Or why aren't you doing that? Well, let me get with. So everything we do really comes down to collaboration and teamwork. The beauty, though, is, especially right now, we've got great relationships all over the place. We've got great relationships with the city of Port Huron and throughout the county, County Road Commission, Sheriff's Office. So you can really personalize it, but there always is that other piece that you're working with somebody to get something done. And that's probably my favorite part of local government, but it does have its challenges.
Yeah, always challenges, right?
Right.
Good stuff. Next Saturday, Scarecrow Saturday. And what time is that?
11 to 2. So you can park on site. We try to hold as much ADA accessible parking on site as possible. So that's, you know, if you, ADA parking, please come to the site. And then there is some parking on the site. There's also a lot of parking at Meyer. Mm-hmm. And the tractors run about every 15 minutes. So you can take a great tractor ride into the park. But 11 to 2, chili is until, you know, while supplies last kind of thing. Yeah. But all of the games, all the activities, there's no cost for any of that. We do have concessions available, so if you want to buy a water or something, you know, some extra food, so bring some cash for that. But as far as the entertainment pieces, the band, the magic show, the straw maze, the pony rides, the bounce house, the knockerball, there's the face painting. No charge for any of that. There's no charge to get in. There's no charge to park. There's no charge for the tractor rides. And then while supplies last, also every child who's present gets a pumpkin or a gourd. They're, you know, the small, like, pie pumpkin, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of fun. Kids really like that piece, too. So really is a free event all about the kids. Lions Club will be doing a free vision screening.
Okay.
Fire Department, St. Clair County Sheriff's Office will be there so you can peek around in their equipment in the cars and things like that. So, yeah, a really good piece for people to get together and say hi to one another and find out what's happening.
1 week from tomorrow in Fort Gratiot, Georgia. I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.